This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out tonight to Nassau in the Bahamas, to San Juan in Puerto Rico, to St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Hang on to something. It's going to get a little windy, not all that terrible, but you're going to get a lot of rain, and that could create some problems for Puerto Rico with tropical storm Karen, so be careful over there. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How was that for an impression? Was that pretty good?
Excellent.
Okay, Flip liked it. All right, here we go. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story has got to be saddle up. Get yourself ready. The Democrats think that they got themselves an issue here with the Ukraine on Donald Trump, and it's a new route to impeachment.
Well, they've got an issue here, but they've got the wrong angle on the issue. First of all, impeachment would be a foolish idea. But then again, I hope they go ahead because it'll backfire big time. And when you impeach a president based upon a lie, it's going to backfire triple on the Democrats. They're so desperate. They're so filled with hatred for the man and for many of the things that he stands for, that they're just hell-bent on trying to, overthrow his presidency. I think they've kind of lost their minds on this, and they've lost all common sense. And, they're not dealing in reality here.
Well, part of the problem is the facts, as you say, and we are talking about the facts. They've got them screwed upside down and backwards, if you will. And part of what's been going on here is where I'm going to start with Rudy Giuliani. Now, this tape needs to go viral. This audio needs to go viral all across the country. Listen to the first minute of this.
So you went over there to investigate alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
I can't defend a
call. All right, so when did this morph into an investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? And is it appropriate for you as a representative of the president to be going to Ukraine and finding dirt on Joe Biden and or his son to use politically in 2020?
That's the way you characterize it.
It's certainly appropriate. That's the way it appears to line up.
No, it doesn't.
You went there
that's
for
the
one thing,
that
you got us something else,
that
and that's what you've been digging
us
in.
The pro-Biden media lines it up. This began with someone coming to me saying, this information can clear your client about the corruption in Ukraine between Ukraine, the Democratic Party, the ambassador, and the FBI agent who investigated the case.
But then it morphed into Biden.
Inextricably combined, because Biden had the Guy fired. Shokin. By the way, his statement's on record. The lazy press could go read it. Don't have to listen to me. There are three videotapes of prosecutors on record, available on here, that nobody has covered for 5 months because this town protects Joe Biden.
Yep, it does, and he's right. He's saying exactly correct stuff.
But they've also shown one of the videos of Joe Biden bragging about what he did.
Well, I have the audio. I don't have the video, but I got the audio, and you are right.
Yeah, I saw the video. They've shown it many times on a couple of networks, on American News and Fox. So it's out there. And, you know, the reason why the others, you know, the other side isn't dealing with it is because they don't want to. It's like Giuliani said, they're out to protect Biden. But unfortunately for those guys, the facts are out there, and they're going to fall back on these Democrats to continue to push this false narrative against the president.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll hear an Edwards Notebook here during the second segment here. But the big thing about all this, Ron, is they think they've got something that they can just jump on and just do whatever they can do. And what they don't realize is that this is going to backfire. And I'm telling you, I believe it could nail the vice president, former Vice President Joe Biden, a lot worse than it's ever going to hurt Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was doing his job. He can talk to anybody he wants about anything he wants.
The only thing that disturbs me a little bit about all of this, because I agree wholeheartedly with what you just said, is will there be complete justice? I don't know what's been going on with our Justice Department, even with a few other issues where people should be brought to attention and things of that nature, and it seems like there's a little sleeping on the job or looking the other way or afraid to go after folks, but I'm just hoping that the Justice Department will do their job, because you're right, and the facts are going to really blow up in the face of the Democrats here, and they continue to want to press the issue, and I think it's as if the Democrats are in a bubble. Because they get so much support from the dragon media, they think that the whole planet is thinking just like this media, and they just keep marching ahead in this false narrative. And they don't understand, or they've kind of forgotten that there's the rest of America who's not marching.
All right, hold that.
That same tune.
Hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And in Edwards Notebook, you'll be hearing when we come back. And Bibi Netanyahu has got some good news out of Israel. We're going to tell you what it is when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Political, religious, and community activist leftists all over America proclaim they're for fairness. But when fairness is most needed, they suddenly get amnesia. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for the second year in a row, a transgender wrestler has won the Texas Girls Class 6A 110-pound division. Mac Beggs, an 18-year-old senior from Euless Trinity High School near Dallas, was born a female and is taking testosterone as part of the transitional effort to switch to being a male. For the second time, she's becoming he has won the girls' division by defeating Chelsea Sanchez, who was born female. The problem is, now that Mac Beggs is utilizing testosterone, she becoming male is stronger than those born female. Even Beggs has stated that he would prefer competing against male wrestlers. But the rules for Texas government high schools require athletes to compete under the gender of their birth. Ordinarily, that is great. But with young people being allowed to pick and choose another gender, that can lead to twisted situations, like almost boy wrestlers unfairly defeating female wrestlers. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and Ron Edwards is right on the telephone with us. We'll get right to him in a minute. But I got to let you know, that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Find out more about them by going to mossnissan.com. And remember, they do the You Serve, You Save program, which saves all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, lots of money on their new or used vehicles. And there's just no better program around for those who serve. So take advantage of it and tell your friends. Go to mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, they've got the beautiful Moss Murano right now, the Nissan Murano. Now, I'm driving one of those. It's a 2020, and I'm having a good time cruising around. You know, the ladies like that car too, guys, so don't forget about it. They like the style and the sleekness of it and riding around, and it's real comfortable riding around the jump seat, or even if they want to get behind a wheel and drive one, they're having a good old time. So there you go. But don't forget, Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, 54, Newport Richey, U.S. 19, and Crystal River, mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S-Nissan.com. Whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you, you'll save another $500 on your deal. All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. B.B. Netanyahu suddenly is in the driver's seat at the moment, anyway. Mr. Gantz lost three of his supporters to Mr. Bibi Netanyahu. So now the score is Bibi 34, Gantz 31.
And I'm glad that's the way it worked out, because right now, at this particular time, we don't need a centrist, which Mr. Gantz is. We need Benjamin Netanyahu to continue what he has been doing for Israel and for the world, for that part, for the most part, being a checkmate to checkmate to not Israel, but to Iran, and just being there right now. We need a very strong, powerful Israel that is up to the task of taking on Iran if that needs be. But I'm glad it worked out that way, because I was very concerned for a period of time, thinking that Mr. Gantz was in the driver's seat, but that is reversed. And as you pointed out, Benjamin Netanyahu does have the majority, and he will be prime minister for the next 2 years, after which I think he will relinquish it to Benny Gantz 2 years from now. So that's a good thing for now.
Now, the president was at the UN yesterday, and today he'll be giving a speech. Yesterday he gave a welcoming speech for all those that were there. Today he will be giving a general speech. We're not sure what he's going to talk about, but we did get France and the United Kingdom and Germany to come aboard and agree with the fact that they believe that Iran was, in fact, the culprit when it came to attacking Saudi Arabia. And they're trying to put together the Iranian nuclear package again, along with reining in their missile program and their besides their nuclear program and all that stuff. Don't know that they're going to be able to succeed with that, but I wonder if the president's going to bring that up today in his speech at the United Nations in the General Assembly.
He might, because he is going to be addressing Iran as part of his address today, and he needs to, in my opinion. But the thing is, with Great Britain, Germany, and France,
yeah,
agreeing with the United States, well, this is a bit of a rational self-interest here. They get a lot of their oil, I believe, from that part of the world, from Saudi Arabia, I think. And so, you know, they're looking out for their own skin right now. It's not like they're ready to really go after Iran, because, you know, they've been very light concerning Iran up until this point. Now, I guess they have no choice. And so we'll take their support. Every little bit helps. But Iran is itching for a war. I don't know, understand why, other than the
price of oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're in the losing end on that, too, because the United States no longer is dependent upon their oil, and we have become a major exporter. And it looks like if we're able to open up our shorelines, I know the Democrats still have that shut down, we would have so much more oil to export around the world. And so just like we don't need Middle Eastern oil, we can also be a big help in offsetting any drop off from Iran.
Well, we don't need our shorelines for oil, per se. We got plenty of it up in Alaska, and where they're fracking it, they got lots of it. They keep finding more.
We do, but they wanted to open up more exploration, and the Democrats have shut that down.
It's more than the Democrats. The Republicans were in agreement with that, too, but that is a story for another day. Now, let's keep moving along here. Were you surprised that the Emmys had the worst ratings ever to go along with the Academy Awards?
No. In fact,
I know you watched every minute of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. From the spin to stern, you know. I'm not surprised at all. I mean, Hollywood has become so uninteresting, and it's because they're so politically motivated now. I mean, they're so predictable, and they're so, they've lost their ability to entertain. They're just a loser bunch right now, and people we don't need Hollywood.
What do you think about this young girl, this 13-year-old Greta, that she and 15 other kids have filed a UN complaint against 5 countries to include the United States, but for some reason they didn't mention China?
You know why they don't mention China. They're not being programmed to. You know, I blame it.
Well, I was waiting for you to tell me it's because they were communists.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But they're little communists. But if you go back in history, Goebbels did the same thing. They had little red-cheeked pigtail girls as part of their propaganda machine. Looks like the leftists are doing the same thing this time around. And we just have to understand that they're using children to do their dirty work. And, our schools are poisoning the minds of young people, and their parents are allowing it. And you're seeing this. And it was really agitating to me looking at the video with these people blocking traffic in Washington, D.C. Why are these people just allowed to do this? You know, anyone who wants to get into the middle of the street and complain about the environment, and as you said, they don't talk about China, the real polluter on the planet right now. But it's all politically motivated to harm America. That's what it's all about.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to talk on Thursday, and you have yourself a safe morning.
All right. Godspeed.
All right. Ron Evers, host of the Evers Notebook. Now, I want to remind everybody that we talked about the Trump towel yesterday, and the TrumpTowel.com is the website to go, because one of the things that they're doing is George Colella, a friend of ours, and they'll be over at the Mission Barbecue Restaurant at Mitchell Hammock Road in Oviedo, Florida, at 1 p.m. They're going to be giving $1,000 donation to the National Gold Star Mothers Association, and that's quite an honorable thing that George and his group have been doing there. Now, the Trump towel you can find by going to thetrumptowel.com, thetrumptowel.com. I'm going to be over at the Tampa 912 Club tonight over at the American Legion Post number 5, and you can see it over there and see what it is if you buy it, what you'll be getting. And I have one on display just to show you. All right, I'm coming back with Kathy Chamberlain. The Rules for Deplorables author is in the house. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Evers, host of the Evers Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third World.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and we're back in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friend Diana down at Only Eyes Opticals and Boutique at Sarasota. Now, they're located in Gulfgate at 6541 Superior Avenue in Sarasota. Phone number is 941-444-7984. And I went to one of those big box optical shops with the guys of cheap glasses at two pairs for $70. You've seen them. You know what they're about. And I wound up leaving with a big bill, $300 in glasses that have been causing me pain and pressure in my temples, causing me headaches. And I finally showed up down there and stopped. I saw the new shop down there that I hadn't seen before. It was in Sarasota. Doing the rounds, making the rounds with our sales rep down there, went into Only Eyes Optical, and Diana took real good care of me. And the first thing I noticed is the sign that said veteran-owned business, discounts for veterans, military, and first responders. And then I saw the next thing that said that they'll meet or beat any advertised price. And I went, boy, this sounds like the real deal. Plus, they're very friendly and very professional, and they can take care of you from stem to stern when it comes to your eyes. And, of course, they've got an optometrist on site. Your private pay visit starts at $79. All you got to do is call for an appointment. Now, the number is 941-444-7984, 941-444-7984. Diana Reason at Only Eyes Opticals at 6541 Superior Avenue in Sarasota. Well, joining me right now, we've got Kathy Chamberlain. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And good morning to you.
Thank you.
And let me see. Let me turn this up a little bit. There we go. Okay, say something again.
Thank you.
I gotcha. Thank you. And it's always nice to see you on Tuesday mornings as we continue our popular series about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, but which you've written about in your book called Rules for Deplorables, a primer for fighting radical socialism, right?
That's right.
Now, this week, we're going to talk about something that you called the trick or tweet, right? Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals,
yeah,
keeping
that,
the pressure on.
Yep, that's chapter number 8, and tactic number 8 is keep the pressure on.
Now, we had somebody by the name of Francis Marion, but some people might not remember him, but there was a show on television years ago called The Swamp Fox. Okay?
Oh, that, I do remember that.
Yeah, and it was Leslie Nielsen was the Swamp Fox.
Yeah, okay.
He was the one that was on television. I remember it. And good morning, Flip. Nice to see you. And as Marion refused to back down in his tactics, Trump doesn't give up just because the enemy calls him bad names. He doesn't retreat because he's accused of being unethical. Instead, he doubles down and triples down. He understands this is a war, and the future of America depends on Trump's success or failure during his tenure, and he knows it.
That's right, and I kind of like to call him our modern-day Swamp Fox. Because back in the day, during the Revolutionary War, yes, General Cornwallis and all of the British constantly attacked him because of his guerrilla-style tactics, which we know that's what Trump does as well. He just keeps pushing back, and we need to be behind him all the way in that.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what we know. We know that on July 24th of this year, the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, gave his final testimony about the Russian collusion investigation. The verdict? No collusion. The following day, our president happened to speak with the leader of the Ukraine. 2 weeks later, a whistleblower from the intel community filed a complaint accusing Trump of quid pro quo by pressuring the foreign government leader to investigate Joe Biden without even having been present or heard any of the conversation. This was second or third handed. So what the heck?
Yeah, that's outrageous if you think about it. Where did he come from? We need to know more about that. And the president actually withheld that aid earlier from the phone call. So it's kind of interesting, and he did so because of the corruption, or he wasn't sure. I mean, it was a new government, let's remember, and he wasn't sure whether they were going to lean pro-Western or pro-Russian.
By the way, our buddy George is saying hello.
Hi, George.
Now, Alinsky's Keep the Pressure On is on full display, and all the time with what we keep seeing here with what the Democrats are doing. But again, I'm going to call a spade a spade. The progressive, left, liberal, socialist Democrats are no longer Democrats.
No.
We've got young folks involved that are more communist right now than the communists are.
That's right. They call themselves democratic socialists, but don't be fooled by that name.
Yeah.
Because they're much more extreme.
And the thing of it is with Alinsky, with the policies of Saul Alinsky, with rule number 8, chapter number 8, with keeping the pressure on, we need to take what they're doing to us, which Donald Trump is doing, and turn it right around and twist it right back in their face, right?
We absolutely do. I think Trump understands that. We got to get behind him all the way. These people, for example, and you hear it all the time where they say, gee, I wish he wouldn't tweet so much. You know, I write that that in my book. We got to appreciate every single tweet. That's a weapon that he's got in his arsenal, and he needs to use it. And that's the only way the American people are really getting the truth.
And the left is hoping that we're not going to follow the facts. Well, right now, and you've been hearing some of the video, the audio I've been playing here from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rudy Giuliani knows exactly what happened.
Of course.
And he's laid it right out, and he's got the facts and all the proof back there, because you can't just say the things he was saying without having the proof.
That's right.
And the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday that Trump urged the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden during a call in July, telling him roughly 8 times to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, on the matter. Now, little reported is that this would wholly be justifiable given that in 2016, Biden withheld a $1 billion loan guarantee to the Ukraine unless its leaders fired the nation's top prosecutor, their equivalent to our attorney general. In fact, Biden is even on videotape talking about it. There is a real quid pro quo.
That's exactly right.
Gotcha,
yes.
Joe. Gotcha.
Boy, I'll bet he wishes he kept his mouth shut on that video.
I don't think he's that smart.
Yeah, he's
not. He doesn't
not.
Think anything's going to happen to him.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Well, they, you know, up till now, nothing does happen to these guys. Mm-hmm. We got to start holding their feet to the fire and punishing them to the full extent of the law.
And is Biden's action enough to warrant an investigation by the current administration when you consider the involvement of his son, Hunter? I think it is.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When these facts all start coming out, people are going to be absolutely shocked.
Well, they are coming out right now, and we are hearing about it, and I have been playing audio here about it from the sources. Even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and what he had to say about all this. He wouldn't be specific about what the embassy over there, what his people were doing in the Ukraine, but it was very obvious with what was said and what wasn't said that they are definitely looking into this because of the new inspector a general or whatever they call him in Ukraine that's there agrees with what's being said by the first one. So now we got the same situation over again in spades, right?
Yeah, you're talking about the prosecutor that
replaced
Shokin?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I find interesting is, for example, Giuliani, when he comes out and he talks about it, have you noticed how he gives little teasers about, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet? So there's a whole lot more that's going to be coming out. The Democrats have just set themselves a whole big trap.
Well, Nancy is meeting right now to talk about impeachment.
Yeah.
Seven more Democrats have come out and said it's time to impeach the president. But if they do, and by the way, Adam Schiff also said that it's going nowhere in the Senate. But if they do, the president's sitting at 52%, according to the latest
I heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the Rasmussen poll. All this is going to do is just spike his numbers, and he's going to wind up getting even more pop because the American people are sick of this. Where I go and where you go, we keep hearing the same thing. The American people are absolutely sick of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad Schiff has chimed in on this because what a fool he made out of himself the first time around. You know, now we've got, what, collusion, delusion, part two?
Shifty Schiff.
Yeah. From collusion delusion part two is what I'm calling it. And are we going to have to listen for the next 2 years about Ukraine now?
Yeah, and Kathy and I are going to be taking a break here. And when we come back from the break, I've got to do a beach and boating forecast. But after I get done doing that, then we're going to be back talking more about this because I'm telling you, folks, it ain't over till it's over. And by the way, as if this wasn't enough to justify calling for an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden, it pales in comparison to the $1.5 billion, with a B, billion dollars paid to Hunter and John Kerry's stepson in a sweetheart deal with the Chinese government. Kerry's up to his eyeballs in this, too.
Oh, he definitely is. And you've also, now he stepped out. Did you're aware of that, right? He stepped out of the deal with the Ukraine. And that's kind of something I'd like to investigate further.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. More with Kathy Chamberlain, author of the book Rules for Deplorables. The website, rulesfordeplorablesbook.com. Check it out. And tonight, you can see myself and Kathy will both be over at the American Legion, post number 5 on Kennedy, just there by Dale Mabry, U.S. American Legion, post number 5. Be there from 6:30 to 9.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny all day long. We're going to have a light wind out of the northeast turning to the northwest later today. Windy, as far as wind, we'll have about an 8 to 10 mile an hour wind, maybe some gusts up to 15. But the seas this morning, 1 to 2 feet, 2 to 3 this afternoon with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is currently 83 degrees. The bay water temperature, 84. We had our high tide at 1:01 a.m. and our low tide happened at 3:51 a.m. Now we're just cruising along here. And the beach and boating forecast, always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club.
where you have access here in Tampa Bay to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country, many where our radio affiliates are located. They've also got 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, with 2 more coming soon. Now, the rumor is the next ones might be up in Gainesville. Oh, boy, go Gators. And right now, everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 on your one-time membership fee. So you get $1,500 off. All you do is pay the balance due on the one-time membership fee, and then you get billed monthly after that. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website again, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you never know what might happen next. And by the way, if you want to take one of those cruises out on Tampa Bay, one of those evening cruises, just give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, and you're out on the water. And I know some of you might want to go on a boat cruise. Okay, here we go. Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables, is back. Hello again.
Hello again.
Now, we talked about Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We're on Rule Number 8, Chapter Number 8. And all of this, as if this wasn't enough, what we've been talking about, calling for an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden, it pales in comparison to that $1.5 billion, that's billion with a B, paid to Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepson in a sweetheart deal with the Chinese government. Now, the facts surrounding these various dubious arrangements, where the elders were vice president and secretary of state, are mind-blowing. And Peter Schweitzer meticulously laid them out in his best-selling book, Secret Empires, according to Breitbart.
Yep, that's right. That's coming down the pike. And the thing that really surprises me about that is that that one actually is said to affect our national security.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
A bigger problem.
Yeah, exactly. And again, nothing unethical about that, was there?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Alinsky's ninth rule of the ethics and the means is that any effective means is automatically judged by the opposition as being unethical.
Yeah, if what they're doing is successful, that was the same thing that happened, of course, with the Swamp Fox, too. The reason that he was attacked so relentlessly for being, and they called him unchristianlike and ungentlemanlike. Does that sound familiar? But the reason they did that was because he was winning. And it's the same with our president, and why that's why he's being attacked so much. The ethics, by the way, and just as the 13 tactics in Alinsky's book are extremely important for us to understand, he also lists 11 rules of the ethics of means and ends, and that's what you're referring to. And so if a means is successful, the opposition considers it unethical.
Well, Trump has become known as the first real tweeting president. We thought that Barack Obama tweeted, but Donald Trump tweets. And many people hate that he tweets so much, but they don't realize that without Trump's tweets, the truth would never be outed by the fake news media.
Yeah, that's very true. We got to keep that in mind. As a matter of fact, we would not be getting half of the truth if it wasn't for our president's tweets. That's why we have to really encourage him to keep on.
And the left fears Trump's tweets a lot of the time because prior to him, they owned the media. The most retweeted tweet of the entire election cycle was back in 2016. It was written by the then leftist Hillary Clinton to then candidate Donald Trump. Delete your account.
Yeah, way to shut up our our free speech, huh?
Didn't happen.
No.
And as usual, the lefties wanted to silence, of course, the free speech end. But the left's been trying to ridicule Trump's tweets since day one when conservatives jumped on the bandwagon that empowered the left and the Democrats. And, you know, it's just dumb that they think we're going to do that.
Yeah, conservatives have to lay off that. People like Mitt Romney, who are constantly bashing Trump for things that he does, including his tweeting. But we got to understand that that tactic, A, keep the pressure on, that's been used for decades by the left. Now we have a president who keeps the pressure on by his tweeting, and we need to be behind that.
And there are just so many messages our president's able to communicate with these few short sentences. He must be allowed to set the record straight about anything and everything, and we must defend his right to tweet. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time enjoying it.
Oh, gosh, me too. I mean, the ones he's coming out with, you know, that he came out with this Ukrainian thing, they're so spot on and to the point. And Americans, a lot of Americans follow him. I saw one where he had 62,000 views, but you got to remember those people spread it out. They share it with their people. And that 62,000 was just, as of September 21st. I'm sure it's gone up by now.
And remember, the next time you or someone you know says you wish Trump wouldn't tweet so much, think about this. What if our early revolutionaries had pressured Francis Marone, the swamp fox, to cool it with his guerrilla tactics? America may well have lost that war, and we might have today been mere subjects of a monarchy called the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah, precisely.
And so, fellow Americans, Trump should not only not stop his tweeting, not one, but he should embrace. We should all embrace him and learn to love the usefulness, because a president's tweeting is his single most important weapon against the fake news media from completely indoctrinating the American people, which is exactly what they're doing.
And we're right now witnessing our second Revolutionary War.
All right, hold on. Let me take this. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob.
What's your question?
Well,
we got about 30 seconds, so you got to make it quick.
Okay. Looks like Queen Elizabeth Warren is about to become the new hero of the left.
Good luck.
And the climate change will be the next battle cry of the next election, and socialism will be their vehicle to push it. What does Kathy think of that?
All right. Thanks, Bob. What do you think?
I absolutely agree, Bob. And, this time the fight that we're against is socialism. We gotta keep that in our sights.
Okay, and with that, Kathy, I gotta say thanks a lot for coming in. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be on what, chapter number 9?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, now folks, we gotta remind you right now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Now Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Your big box stores won't do what they do. They'll come to you. They'll do whatever needs to be done to help you out. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them, and look for Kevin behind the wheel. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, tonight, I will be at the American Legion, post number 5, 6:30 to 9, for the Tampa 9-12 meeting. Kathy will be with me. We're going to be over there, and if you want to pick up one of her books, she'll be over there with her books. And I'll be talking tonight about America, and I'm going to include everybody in the room in the conversation. And we're going to talk about what we can do to keep America great again, and what we can do to take on these people that are trying to take care of us. We're going to take care of them just as hard or worse than what they think they're going to do to us. And Catwoman and Road Dog, thanks a lot. George, thanks for all your great comments. Colonel Mike, Colonel Jim, thanks a lot too. And folks, I'll be back tonight on the Raididio with the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great day. Stay safe. God bless America. I'll see you tonight on the Raididio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.